from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
There's one thing that the NCAA hates, and it is when you thumb your nose at
when you show them that they actually don't have any actual power.
And one thing that Michigan is doing right now, boy, they're not thumbing, they're flipping the bird right at them. This release today, Jim Harbaugh will serve as the University of Michigan's honorary captain for week one against Fresno State. Earlier this week, in case you've been living under a rock, Jim Harbaugh was given a 4-year show cause and a 1-year suspension if a team decides to hire Jim Harbaugh as their head coach for unethical behavior and defying the rules against recruitment during the COVID-19 shutdown of recruiting.
Mm-hmm.
This is unrelated to the Connor Stallions spying situation, but just this week, Harbaugh was handed that 4-year show cause and that 1-year suspension. And by week's end, 4 days later, we have Harbaugh will be the honorary captain week one. They're bringing him on campus and just saying, you know what? Screw you, NCAA. We're bringing Harbaugh back.
I'm trying to think of anything close to this. Because Reggie stayed away from USC for 5 years.
Yeah.
He made that return with Fox, with Leinart, in the broadcast booth in the south end zone.
Mm-hmm.
But even that was at the behest of Fox, and USC didn't want him there.
Yeah.
Like, that was, like, pushing it. So, for Michigan to not only do this, like, immediately after, but to endorse it, not even like tacitly, but like fully endorse it and be like, yeah, come on back, our favorite son, regardless of what the NCAA says, I gotta say, it brings a tear to my eye.
I'm trying to think, because I'm going back and I'm looking at all of the show causes that have been handed down.
Has Chip ever come back?
No.
Okay.
No, he got an 18-month show cause for the Willie Lyle situation, but he came back as UCLA's head coach, but it's not like they honored him before the game.
No.
The year that he got his show cause penalty. You have Dan Mullen at Florida. He was given a show cause.
God, was he really?
And they said, don't let the door hit you where the good Lord splits
you. Yeah, that's a different one, I think.
Jeremy Pruitt at Tennessee with the McDonald's bags full of cash to recruits. They haven't brought him back. John Blake, former Oklahoma coach, who before being penalized had been the defensive line coach at North Carolina. Blake was forced to resign during an NCAA investigation into academic fraud and recruiting violations. Yikes.
Pete hasn't been back in any official capacity.
Jim Tressel.
Ooh.
At Ohio State. They have welcomed him back, yeah. But it wasn't like the same year. It was like they ducked away in shame for a little bit.
Yeah.
But Tressel has been welcomed back. And now I think he's like the president of Youngstown State or something.
I think you're right.
So that wasn't even close.
No.
USC and Todd McNair? No.
No. That ended up bad.
And then Willie Anderson, recruiting coordinator at Oklahoma State in the 80s, was given a 12-year show cause.
Jesus.
And then the Cowboys were on probation after the NCAA ruled him guilty of making cash payments to players. The scandal led to 1988 Heisman Trophy winner Barry Sanders declaring for the NFL draft.
Barry got that bag. Good for him.
Still keeps his Heisman.
Mm-hmm.
Still living in the Heisman house. Yeah. No, I don't know of any school. Like, this is so far out there with just being like, no.
Screw you.
The same year. The same week.
Same week.
Just going, we're going to bring him back. I love it, and I'm here for all of it.
I told you somebody was going to eventually just be like, you don't actually have any power.
And I think, though, the reason why Michigan can do this right now is because you had Charlie Baker, the president of the NCAA, actually recommended that Michigan and the other power conference schools break away and do their own thing because the NCAA can't rule them anymore. No. They don't have the teeth. They don't have the power. And they have zero power.
Yeah.
And they can't handle disciplining and regulating these universities anymore. And so now when that door's been opened, now Michigan can just say, screw you. You are telling us you can't control us anymore.
Yeah, and I think this is, they realize that they are powerless because their power was never real. It was granted to them. And even then, it was granted to them in a faint manner. You had, it ebbed and flowed with generations, depending on who was in charge and who was being investigated. USC and SMU were treated very differently than other universities who flaunted it in their face. And I think those at the very top over the last 8-10 years started to realize that they gave too much power. And this is when we talk about power vacuums, anytime you let go of any power, somebody will seize it. It doesn't matter if it's in college football conference realignment or in politics. It's always going to happen. Nobody's just going to let that power sit out there. And I think what has happened is the organizations, the teams, the universities that have all the money, have all the power, have said, why are we allowing something that has no business having oversight on us have oversight?
Well, I think the big issue there is they're completely different business. I mean, this would be like, you have Division III university presidents, and the people that run the NCAA, it is Charlie Baker. Before that, it was Mark Emmert, right? But they just are the yes men, right? And they're the face of the organization. The people that run it are university presidents. And you have Division III, Division II, FCS, and FBS all operating under one umbrella. And I think what you're talking about is the fact that you have these multi-million dollar universities and businesses in a multi-billion dollar industry. And they're looking at it, and when you have a Division III and a Division II university president trying to tell you how to operate, that's like giving a janitor a seat on the board of directors of a Fortune 500 company, right? And just saying, you tell us how the business should be run, when they have no frame of reference how anything operates at the highest level of it, because Division III, Division II, they are mom and pop shops. And when you have academic people trying to tell athletic directors and athletic departments how to run, they're going, you don't operate in our space.
Yeah.
Right? Like, you can't have a local business try to tell McDonald's how they should be running their business.
Yeah.
And that is where you're looking at the Power Four conferences and everybody else. And the drop-off is so dramatic that you can't even, and what Charlie Baker's recommending is, you can't even have the people at the same table as the Power Four conferences.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
The Mountain West has no idea what's going on in the Big Ten.
No, and the thing about this is, and it's not immune to Charlie Baker. I think the reason they want that separation is because there is more power available to be gobbled up at the lower level.
Mm-hmm.
Because if you're going to be in the smaller pond, you want to be the biggest fish in that pond. And look, I'm not trying to crap on the NCAA. I am. But that's what this is.
I'm not trying to, but I'm just doing it.
No, I'm just like, this is what these organizations do.
Yeah,
they gobble as much power as you're willing. This is how it works across time. This is what happens if you allow power to be taken up.
Uh-huh.
Think about every like nefarious actor in politics you've ever heard of that somehow keeps coming back and keeps coming back in some different fashion, because even if they get knocked off the highest rung, they'll find one further down in some small podunk town where there's power to be gained,
yep,
and they'll go for it. And that's, you have people that run these places, and do they believe that they're doing good? Probably some of them do. But I think a lot of them, it's power hungry.
Yeah.
And that's what you end up getting. But on the flip side of this, you have these industry leaders in the Big Ten and the SEC that are saying, we're far too big for you to be anywhere near us, and we will govern ourselves.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.